T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches and a production of the 224 Ecospace, where changemakers work, create, and lead. Today we are fortunate to have with us Tyra Greaves, the founder of Black Girl Rocks, and she is here with Catrice Jimerson, who is a vendor who will participate in the event, and she runs Kiss Confectionery. The Black Girls Rock program is a multi-vendor shopping event on March 23rd from 3 to 7 at the 224 Ecospace in Hartford. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. So, Tyra, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up?
Well, I am from Bloomfield, Connecticut. Born
Rock
in Hartford.
Pride.
Yep. I went to school, elementary, middle, high school, all in Bloomfield. I am currently living in Windsor Lots with my wonderful hubby and our two kids. And that's where I'm from now.
And so how did you form? How did you begin the process of formation where you ended up with an entrepreneurial mindset?
So I came up with this because I myself have been a vendor. I was selling Paparazzi Jewelry, which is a multi-level marketing company. We sell $5 jewelry. So I used to go to events, vending events, and one day I found myself at an event with another young lady who also sold the same merchandise. So I was there, I was supporting her. I was like excited to have someone there. She had this beautiful host of jewelry and I just had like a little sprawling table. And I'm over there buying stuff, talking to her, getting to know her. And I come to find out at the end of the event that she complained that I was there because we had the same company. So in my head, I'm like, why couldn't we work together? Why can't we both be in the same room, support each other, root each other on, and just do our thing? So I came up with this. I said, okay, well, I'm going to have my own event that supports that idea, supports sisterhood. So what makes my event creative is that I have two of each type of vendor in the room. So there is no competition. It's a networking opportunity. It's the opportunity to speak with other women who have probably been in business longer than you to learn something. So that's where I came up with Black Girls Rock, as just to push sisterhood in Black businesses.
And so I want to rewind a little bit and have you think about even your childhood beginnings. How did you learn about business, or what were your thoughts about business even as you were growing up?
Well, growing up, I don't really feel like I had a hunch for a business in particular. It really came as an adult. I've always wanted to own my own something. I never really thought deep about what I wanted it to be. I've never been as like a crafty person. I'm surrounded by crafty women. I got the baker sister. I have the baker mom. I have the soul food cooking grandma. And then there's just me who just eats it all. So
which isn't a bad thing.
Right. So it mostly came for me to challenge myself to step outside my comfort zone and just tackle something that is completely foreign to me, just to see if I can do it and just to give myself that confidence. And it's just taken off since then.
And that's amazing. So you have with you Catrice Jimerson. So Catrice, we'll bring you in. We know that you're going to be one of the vendors at the event.
Yeah.
Talk about why this event is important to you.
Well, this event is important to me because it taps me into the community. So there's a issue in our community where awareness is stifled. We don't really know who's out here of color trying to make their way into the community as entrepreneurs. And so this opportunity afforded me a space to show what I can do, make myself connected to the people who I will be serving and have them get to not only know my product, but get to know me. So it was a very exciting opportunity for me. What's interesting is with her growing up, and we grew up in the same house. It's also my sister. my knack for business came because my mom used to sell cakes. And so I used to watch, I sit in the kitchen and watch her sell wedding cakes. And I kind of got the bug for cooking. And then I had a partner who told me, this is unique. You need to sell it. People will buy it. And being underconfident, I was like, no, nobody will buy it. I just love doing it. You know, I just like people eating my food. And it was Black Girls Rock that kind of pushed me forward and taking my leap and saying, okay, let me try a vending opportunity and see how it works. And it was kind of like one of the first opportunities where I learned that my product is saleable. Because I went there and I showed up with like 10 boxes. I was so underconfident. I literally, maybe 10 boxes of like strawberries and like, what was it, like
banana pudding.
And I sold out in like the first 45 minutes.
Wow.
And I learned then, one, don't ever sell yourself short. And two, I kind of didn't understand how eager the community is to support Black business. Mm-hmm. So Black Girls Rock was one of those avenues that kind of showed me what I was getting into and how I needed to handle myself in this world as an entrepreneur. So.
And talk a little bit about what your business is all about.
It's Kiss Confectionery. So I do make handmade candies. I have a passion for chocolate. It stemmed from being pregnant and wanting chocolate covered strawberries, not wanting to pay $30 to get them. And so I started making them myself.
Mm.
And I never had a chocolate covered strawberry before I made it. So when I first
through the pregnancy, you knew you wanted
it. I knew I wanted it. Exactly. So I played around with it. I made it. And then one time for Mother's Day, my ex-husband had bought me the chocolate covered strawberries from Sherry's Berries, and they tasted no different. And then I went to Godiva and they tasted no different. And so I got into selling chocolate covered strawberries. And then I also wanted to put forward some desserts that my grandmother specialized in. So her banana pudding, her pound cake are two things that I sell. They're comforting, they're delicious, and they're unique. I can't go to any store and taste it. So it started with those three things. And now I'm baking cupcakes. I'm doing dessert tables. It kind of grew as I grew. And that's the service that I provided this time.
Wonderful. So when you think, Tyra, about Black Girls Rock, why did you call it Black Girls Rock?
I called it Black Girls Rock because in all things Black girls, they are unstoppable. They can do anything. We can be anything. And that's just what makes them rock, like in all forms. So I named it that just as a confidence booster to let just any Black girl that comes, you rock. You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are intelligent. You can do whatever and you will be successful. So Black Girls Rock is just a smaller way to say all those great things about someone. Just saying all around the board, you rock. You are, be confident, know who you are. You just rock on.
We're talking with Tyra Greaves, who is the founder of Black Girl Rocks, and Catrice Jimerson, and we'll be back after the break.
We'll be right back. Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be,
yeah. If it's meant to be, meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
As internet technology advances, so does the threat of cybercrime. And the instant you go online, you become vulnerable to dangers such as identity theft, computer viruses, phishing, spyware, and more. In times like these, we must all protect ourselves from cybercrime. Antivirus software, firewalls, and security patches are just the beginning. Never open suspicious emails, only navigate to trusted sites, and change your passwords every 90 days. Back up important files to external storage devices. Tell anyone who uses your computer to be vigilant when downloading from the internet. Keep your kids safe on the internet. Teach them never to give out personal information or post information about their school or extracurricular activities. Installing parental control software and monitoring their computer are all good ways to prevent cybercrime. To learn more about cybercrime, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're talking about a special event coming up called Black Girls Rock, a multi-vendor shopping event, which is going to happen on March 23rd from 3 to 7 at the 224 EcoSpace. And we're welcoming back Tyra Greaves and her sister, Catrice Jimerson. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Tyra, talk to us about how you went about planning Black Girls Rock. What were some of the vendor ideas in your mind as you went about creating it?
I literally went to a restaurant one day on a Sunday around noon, early, empty restaurant with a pen and paper. And I just started writing down different types of businesses that I know people have. I started with a list of friends who are entrepreneurs. What do they sell? I wrote all their names down and I said, okay, if I can get them all into a room to sell their goods to the public, I can make this happen. So I ended up with like a list of 10 people that I reached out to, and then those people reached out to people, and all of a sudden I went on social media, talked about it, and my mailbox was flooded with people from everywhere who was just like, hey, so-and-so told me that you wanted to put together this idea. I would love to be a part of it. So I feel like everyone reaching out to me really pushed me to move forward with it and really just get down into the planning and making it just come to life.
And we're really living in times where the economy has changed and so many people have what is known as a side hustle. So it may not be their full-time business, but it does supplement their income and it's their safety net in the event of a layoff or a change.
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about the kinds of businesses that you found on that list, the friends that you have. What are the types of things that they do?
So I have people that make African-inspired clothing, jewelry, people that hand make body oils and shea butters, people that make graphic t-shirts. We have our bakers, people that have African-inspired art, gifts, custom gifts, hair care.
Photography.
Photographers. We just have literally a little bit of everything. One of my favorites that I'm actually really excited about is there's a lady that makes African waist beads. And that was something that was new to me.
And explain that.
So African waist beads is something that if you're into like the crystals and the healing stones, so you every stone has their own healing property, own meaning behind them. So you put them together on a string and they're, you know, I've heard of like staging, which is pretty popular. So you stage them, you pray over them and you wrap them around your waist and you burn them. They don't come off. They're not a hook. And those are to stay on you and they're symbolic to whatever those stones that are on them. So it's custom to you. It's whatever stones. You got to really study your stones to understand like which ones you would want for yourself. So there's some that help you exude confidence or just like self-esteem. They help with weight loss because if they roll up or down, you know you're either losing or gaining. So that's a fun way to kind of get rid of the scale. And they're just beautiful. They're just something that's supposed to be like not shown to anyone other than your husband. You know, like they're really sacred to the person that's wearing them. That's really excited about that one.
And when you think about Black Girls Rock and this network of women of color that are doing businesses, what's the common thread? How do you see the products coming together? So when you look at what you have in your marketplace, what's sort of the common thread of the kind of businesses you're seeing?
I kind of see that.
Like you have a whole bunch of ambitious women who are mastering their crafts, who are passionate about what they do. And we're all coming together and getting to kind of show off. And I think one thing that she did that was really amazing was she needed to create an opportunity for herself, but didn't just think about herself. She thought about her community. And so I think it's an extension of her compassion for the community and a reflection of her passion for creating commerce and Black group economics. So,
and that's really what it's all about.
That's
women
the vibe.
Creating their own pathway. And that's the power of the side hustle, that these businesses can have an impact on a person's life and in order to enhance their family life. So
absolutely.
Talk a little bit, Catrice, about how your business, your side hustle, has enhanced your living.
Oh, man. I have been steadily working every week since I've started. It has been so supplementary to my household income. I was a stay-at-home mother when I started, so I had no income at first. And it was giving me a little extra money to help contribute to the household. And then I didn't have a second house income anymore, and that was my second income. And it, you know, it's helped me through so many different pitfalls. I mean, I've been laid off. It's come through as a blessing because as soon as I get laid off, I'm getting orders and able to pay a light bill or be able to pay a telephone bill. And when you have kids, when you have a home, your income is vital. It's important. So when you're able to create your own streams of income or you have multiple streams of income, you enhance your ability to be more stable and to create a more a consistent sense of normalcy, not only for you, but for your family.
So the question would be, how did you get started? Because so many people have ideas of, oh, I'd love to do whatever, but how did you actually get yourself started?
A lot of browbeating and a leap of faith. So it was, again, I was being pushed for 5 years. Sell. This is so good. Sell. And I was just dismissing it. I said, you know what? Fine. I'm going to just do it. And then I created a Facebook page and said, hey, this is what I'm doing. If you're interested, call me. Got 3 inquiries that day. And I was like, oh, wow, people will buy things from me. Mm-hmm. Now I have to give them something worth buying. And that relationship between the consumer and the creator, because I'm a creative person, it fueled my creative bug. And it was another outlet for me to just express myself in a way that was distinctive, distinguish myself from the average, give my customers an experience that is just for them. It's artisanal, it's handmade, it's with care, it's local, it's fresh. And once I realized that I had a consumer platform, or a consumer base, I learned that I had a lot to offer, and I just had to figure out what it was I was selling. And once I got to learn who I was and why I was doing it, getting the clientele was easy because people saw that I was passionate. People saw that I cared about what I did and were even more enthusiastic about supporting the product mm-hmm. and what I had to offer. So,
and I want to ask you the same question, Tyra. How did you get yourself started? Because, and Catrice, you made it sound easy. Browbeating and then a leap of faith. But for so many people, there's ideas, but the movement is hard. So how did you get yourself started?
I literally just jumped in it without a clue how I was going to make it work. I kind of celebrated every step. So with me celebrating every single step, it pushed me to go to the next one and to kind of challenge myself even more. So I went into it. All I did was get a space. I said, let me just get a space. Let me just put up some money for this. I'll fill the space. And let's just see what happens. So I literally just winged this thing. And
you can't be afraid of failure.
Right. And that's my biggest thing. I am always scared to fail.
Yeah. Mm.
So just me doing it was my leap of faith, as she said. And I wasn't sure if it was going to flop. I was selling tables for $25. That's a steal.
Absolutely.
Because I said, hey, if this fails, no one's going to be mad over $25. Right. You know, so when it blew up the way it did, I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can put a little bit more into this now. I can plan a little bit more. So me getting started was literally just celebrating every single step and learning and not being afraid to ask for help, not being afraid to reach out and say, hey, how did you do this? Because I knew if that's what I wanted to create for other women in that room, I couldn't be afraid to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not the one selling the goods, I had to show them it's okay to just go out and just do it. Go forward with your idea, no matter how big or small it is.
And so how did moving forward and creating this business venture change you?
It's given me so much confidence. It's really made me a lot more social. Because I never went to networking events or any kind of social events. I'm a homebody. So
I'm a social one.
Right. And so it made me
too. You just went with your sister.
I didn't go with her. I wouldn't go anywhere with her.
She did this on her own. I was hands off, which is the first time I was very hands off.
Yeah.
And she just did it. And I was like, oh, she's actually doing it. And very much like anything else, because I saw her making it happen, I was like, okay, let me come in and support.
Because there's times where I would doubt myself, like, mm-hmm. okay, that first one went well, but I don't know about the second one. Mm-hmm. So let me kind of just maybe not do it or kind of keep it where it is. I stayed in a safe zone. And that's when my sister came in and was like, no, you're not. You're going to make this great. You're going to be great. You're doing something great. People need what you are doing. So it's like there's times where I didn't know the effect I had and what how big I'm doing and how important it was. And that's where she came in and others as well that just cheered for me. And so it really gave me confidence. It did. Because there was times where I was really doubt myself.
Powerful. We're talking about Black Girls Rock, a multi-vendor shopping event, which is going to take place on March 23rd from 3 to 7 at the 224 EcoSpace, and we'll be back after the break. You have been listening to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches.
Laptops, MP3 players, cameras, video games, cell phones, In times like these, schools can become a shopping mall for thieves.
Got it.
Don't become a victim of crime. Leave your valuable stuff at home, and if you do have to bring them to school, keep them with you. Write down their serial numbers, and don't flash expensive items around. Be smart. If you have something cool, there's a good chance someone else will want it too. Keep cash and ATM cards in a secure place, and never give anyone your PIN number. And don't leave your school bag lying around where it can become a temptation to someone else. If you have something stolen, report the situation immediately. The sooner you tell someone, the better the chance you'll get it back. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to prevent school theft. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. Wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan. God's plan. I can't do this on my own. Hey, nope. Ay. Someone watching it close. Yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road. Hey, roll. Hey, might go down as G-O-D. Yup, wait. I go hard on Southside G. Hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E. Yeah. And still. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Thank you.
30,000 square feet. What would you do with that kind of possibility? Would you strategize your future? Or get lost in the past? Will you fill it with stories? Or use it to empty your mind? Would you explore your spirituality? Or focus on improving your community? Will you use it to work late? Or just work it? Could you create lasting impressions? Or a brief, delicious one? Our vision for the 224? 30,000 square feet of endless possibilities.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tyra Greaves and we're talking with Catrice Jimerson, and they are talking about Black Girl Rock, a multi-vendor shopping event on March 23rd from 3 to 7 at the 224 Ecospace. So welcome back.
Awesome. This has been like an awesome experience.
Yeah. We're glad to have you here. So as we've been talking about how you brought people together, think about where you want to see things go. What do you hope to achieve through this next event?
I hope to grow the connections and to not have it just be a one-day thing, to literally moving forward, keep these women in connection with me and with each other. I'm hoping to literally create a network of women that keeps them in contact and to keep supporting each other, to share resources. I was just about to say that. Big goal, my next task is I would love to create a scholarship for Black women who want to start their businesses.
Powerful.
That is my next goal after this event. And I'm just going to just keep going from there. But it's been in my heart right now to create a scholarship for women, Black women in business who are local and who want that startup. And that's my next task.
And so as you think about your own business ambitions for you personally, where do you see your business going?
I see this going huge. I always make jokes that I'm going to be in the convention center one year. I'm going to fill up a huge space, and this is going to be like a 3-day convention. And that's why I truly see that. I can see this getting that big.
And it's not a joke. It's all possible.
Absolutely.
And so when you think about your business, Catrice, where do you see yourself going?
I see myself honestly developing into a service that can reach more larger events. I'm tussling with the idea of opening a brick and mortar. My ultimate goal is to open a coffee shop and not a bakery. So I want to create a space that is all inclusive, that is welcoming. I think when I started baking, it was because it was an extension of my love. And if I do have a brick and mortar, I want it to feel as loving and nurturing and giving as I have been since I started. So I see myself eventually turning this baking venture and having it translate over into a coffee shop where I sell my homemade baked desserts, but also create a space for artists to convene, have great conversations, have their second home experience. And hopefully it'll be a fixture in the community where it's most needed. And I also want to somehow tie that into feeding the homeless, because what you realize a lot is that these bakeries have excess, and what they do is they take their excess and they throw it away. Why? If I could figure out a way to create a non-shameful avenue for the homeless to come in and enjoy a coffee and a pastry, that's what I want to do. So I have some ideas. I don't know how I'm going to get there yet, and I'm sure I'll figure it out, but that's ultimately the goal.
It's all about starting with that dream or vision.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening today and they want to get involved and be more actively engaged with Black Girls Rock, what do they do?
All you have to do is email me. I am very responsive quickly. Can email me at my first name, Tyra, T-Y-H-R-A dot Renee, R-E-N-E-E at gmail.com. I am also on Facebook under Tyra Renee. You can message me on there. I will also get back to people within minutes.
And also they can find you on Facebook if they just put in Black Girls Rock through the events, and they'll find you that way as well.
Yes.
So thank you very much, Tyra and Catrice, for being here with us today as we discuss Black Girls Rock.
Thank you for having us.
It was a pleasure. It was an honor.
The air so polluted that it's hard to breathe. But that's what makes the world go round, the ups and downs, the carousel. Changing people's heads around, go underground, young men. People make the world go judge you by the clothes you wear. They swear you a hippie if you have long hair. Young politicians fight for poverty. Right.
Things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am light. I am light. I am. Yeah.
I made it through. Spite of the storm and rain, heartache and pain, still I declare it, I made it through. See, I didn't lose. Experience loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
So glad I made it. I made it through.
In spite of the storm and rain.
In spite of the storm and rain.
I'm
still alive, declaring
that I made it through. Experience loss.
Experience loss.
And a major cost.
But I never lost faith.
I'm so glad
I made it.
Is there anybody in here have that testimony?
I made it through.
I made it through.
In spite of the storm.
In spite of the storm and rain.
Heartache
and pain. So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through.
So glad I made it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a witness. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made it.
That you almost threw in the towel.
I made it through.
But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it. A plan for me. it's working for me. I'm so glad I made it. So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through. Thing I've learned is that
I made it through.
If you stay connected to the Master,
so
He will lead you, He will guide you, He will direct
so
you, He'll love on you, He'll live in you. Is there anybody
he
that knows
brought
it?
Me
is there anybody that knows it?
He brought me through.
Can I tell you one more thing?
So
your story may not be my story. That we made it through in this place. And if you would just be honest with yourself and with somebody else, you would look at them in the face and say, I made it. Tell somebody I made it. Tell them I made it.
I made it.
It's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, He still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good. Oh yeah, I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good.
You have been listening to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches and a production of the 224 Ecospace. Reach out to us and tell us what you think. Look for Rich Answers, the Conference of Churches, and me, Reverend Dr. Shelley Bess, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Like us, follow us, share us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.